Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for all things Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Lauren Cox and I'm here with Phil Atoshin. And Phil, today the Bears made two moves, releasing both Antrell Roll and Matt Slauson, two veteran leaders from this team today. The Bears are saving a little over $5 million in cap space from these deals, but these are two veterans who were big contributors for the offense and defense last year. Phil, let's start with the Antrell Roll move. Why do you think they released him now, you know, 2 days after the draft? I mean, obviously, that they did draft three defensive backs in the mid rounds of the draft, but do you think the Bears have enough talent at the safety position now that they're okay without Antrell Roll heading into training camp?
Well, absolutely, Lauren. I think this was a move out of respect for Roll. I think they brought him in to be a veteran leader as they transitioned into the Fangio scheme. He got banged up, put on an IR. They went into the draft. Honestly, don't know if they planned what they did, but were able to get those three fourth round picks. And clearly the back end of the draft focus was the back end of the defense. And you're getting young, long, and lean players that the scouts clearly are walking in unison with the coaching staff, because you could see the Fangio Donatell influence on long, lean defenders, long arms. There's a kind of chorus here, physicality coming down the hill and bringing that competition to a defensive secondary that already has Harold Jones, Corte, Adrian Amos. You have Kyle Fuller and Tracy Porter, the veteran on one side, Fuller. You can see how they're trying to get younger here and with players that they want to pound the table for. So I think it was a respect move. And I think these long, lean, physical football players made it very comfortable for them to turn the page on Antrell Roll.
Well, now you look at this Bears secondary, and no one on the team is over the age of 30 on the back end. You got Tracy Porter, who's 29, Sherrick McManus, who's 28, and then Chris Przinski is the oldest safety at 29 years old. Are you concerned about the leadership at all at these positions? I mean, obviously, a lot of that starts at the coaching staff, but who do you think, besides Adrian Amos, could step up and be the leader in this secondary? Or is it on Adrian Amos solely, at least at the safety position?
Well, when you look at the safety position, it's definitely going to be, you know, Adrian Amos. Who decides to step up? Probably be, you know, when we talk to Demontre Hurst here on the Bears Wire, and if you haven't listened to it, you can go back and listen to his exclusive interview with him. He referenced specifically Tracy Porter as being one of the most influential people in the secondary. And, you know, Kyle Fuller, this is the administration kind of stepping out, putting you in the spotlight and saying, you know what, it's your job to lose. We're backing you up. They didn't draft a corner until the fourth round in DeAndre Hall. Is he going to be competing with Fuller? Is he going to push Fuller out back to safety where you and I have spoken about his best fit? That's still up in the air. The best five, much like the offensive line, are going to play. So I think it's on Tracy Porter to be the leader of this defense. His established relationship with John Fox was clearly a determining factor of him coming back to the Bears. So it's going to be exciting to see in a young man's game, a complete makeover on the back end of young, talented, physical football players.
Well, switching over to the offensive side of the ball now, the Bears released Matt Slauson, who had come here 2 years ago and played pretty well as one of the leaders on that offensive line. You know, the line hasn't been very reliable over the last couple of years, but especially in 2015, he was the guy that, you know, went out there at guard and played pretty well, then moved over to center when they needed him to and sort of just quietly did his job. And this kind of got some uproar from the fans. They were a little surprised that the Bears cut him early. But, you know, after the Bears signed Ted Larson and Manny Ramirez this offseason, the writing was kind of on the wall. But I think what was more surprising was just the timing. I mean, why do you think they cut Matt Slauson now? I mean, why not let him come into camp and at least compete with the veterans that they signed and Cody Whitehair, the rookie that they drafted in the second round?
I think, again, this is one move out of respect for the player. I think what fans really need to take a step back from is the reality of his fit with the offense and what they were trying to do last year. Specifically looking at him as a football player on tape, you know, I graded him out as a C guard, a B minus center. I have spoken out numerous times, as have you, Lauren, about the approved play that he brought and was a better center than he was a guard. And this is a guy on the back end of his career. A lot of the zone scheme stuff that they were trying to do was failing miserably. And, you know, warrior, leader, all those things. At the end of the day, it's about winning football games and getting your best five football players. I think this sends a message to the locker room. I think it sends a message about what Dow Loggins is looking for. And, you know, nobody has a free pass. You establish yourself on the offensive line based on your performance. You know, writing off a Hronis Grasu after 1 year to me was stupid. And I believe that he's going to be taking another step. Everybody's talking about him getting stronger. Here's a technician in a zone specific scheme that give him a shot. He wasn't expected to be starting last year, was thrown in. Now you learn from your mistakes. This is a good thing for the Bears. I think it was a favor done to Slauson now and saying, you know, we're going to give you time to sign on with another team. You're just not a fit with us moving forward. Now, how people and fans react to that, Lauren, is completely fair. I get it. He's a well-liked, well-respected guy in the locker room and a veteran leader. But ultimately, at the end of the day, performance is the reason why you get a shot in this league, and performance will get you out of this league.
Well, and after the draft, John Fox talked about wanting players that are dependable and can play through, quote, owies, as he calls them. And, you know, Slauson and Roll were two older players that were banged up a bit last year, nicked up. Roll especially missed a few games. And, you know, it's clear that this team is working towards a youth movement on both sides of the ball. And we saw that with 9 draft picks and now the release of these 2 veterans.